It's time for our weekly check-in with the Prairie Doc. Dr. Richard Holm hosts On Call with the Prairie Doc on the South Dakota Public Broadcasting Television. He joins us now on the phone. Dr. Holm, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Lori.
How are you doing this week?
I'm on the road. We don't have our show tonight, so they're fundraising. So we took the time to go to the South Padre Islands and savor the joy of a little time together.
Oh, nice. So, important time, yeah.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we're talking today about ethics, right? Where do you want to begin?
Well, if you think about the reason that there's ethical principles for medicine, it really starts with the fact that there are people who are often really at the mercy of the doctor. They're disadvantaged because they're poor people and they're very sick or they're very old and they don't have the knowledge base that the physician or care provider may have. And therefore, when you have people that are not advantaged and they're at your mercy, you really don't. It's not right to take advantage of them to try to sell them something, to profit unduly by it. Our obligation in the medical field is to diminish suffering, enhance health, don't do harm, be 100% honest, base what we do on honest science. And finally, the Kantian ethical principle of respecting the patient's choice. And so there are virtues that we are obliged to do. We make a promise when we become a physician. We will not betray that trust. You've heard those things, haven't you?
I have heard those things, but you don't think about them when you just make your appointment and talk with your doctor. You sort of maybe take them for granted.
And perhaps that's true, but we make a promise that this is what it is. It's a profession, and that by that we profess in a public space, raise our hand and promise to people in the community. You know, this is the ancient European tradition. I promise I will follow these rules. And the rules have evolved, of course, over time, but it started with Hippocrates, who said we're never going to poison people, and that we're going to do good to our people. But they've evolved, and it's important to realize the other professions, you know, the ministers, the lawyers, the doctors, are in that spot where people are disadvantaged. We have to promise that we will not betray that trust. I sense, though, and this is the point that gets me more and more, is that industry should be taking those promises as well. If you're, if you have the disadvantage, if you have people that are disadvantaged under your care or under your business, that you should be ethically responsible. For example, the pharmaceutical industry. I think it's a betrayal of their trust when some of those people would raise the price of an important epinephrine pen, for example, from $3, which is what it costs to make it, to $150, because that's how much the market will bear. And the ethical principle that these business people are living by is shareholders. We are obliged to our shareholders. And in my mind, well, that's part of it, but you should not betray the trust of the people for whom you serve.
What about, you know, physicians working within a system and that larger health system then, you know, has an insurance plan and has, you know, different, you know, elements of it that become more and more business-like than maybe we thought they would be?
There it is, isn't it? I mean, that's the rub. Yeah. We have become physicians employed by a business. But I think the business that employs me, I'm an Avera doctor. I've watched very carefully what this business, this health system has done. And it's based on Christian principles. And I've seen time and time again, I have been proud to be a part of the Avera group because, you know, we say, the nuns stand up and say, I mean, I say this as a good Methodist, the nuns are ethically driven. They are caring about the person that they provide care for, and we represent them. And I think we need to call our businesses, our health systems, our pharmaceutical industry, we need to expect them. Mm-hmm. We need to expect them to be principally based, to be virtue based, to have ethics by which they act.
Where do you see that patients or, you know, individuals, families, where are we empowered to sort of state those expectations or follow up on, you know, expectations that were not met? Where, you know, what's our role in that?
Yeah, really good question. Your role is to expect the best, to expect ethically based care providers. And if you sense that this is not happening, then you need to call them on it. Certainly, everybody should have, my personal belief is that everybody should have a doctor or a nurse practitioner or PA, you know, someone that is their primary care provider, that's always on their side. And, you know, every person should have their care provider. And if that care provider is not there to watch after you, your best interest, and to do their ethically darndest, to make it work for you. And if that's not happening, you need to find another doctor. You switch. And sometimes you don't have choices like that. Well, we need to have choices. And we need to push for them.
Dr. Richard Holm, thank you so much. We'll let you get back to your family time. Please enjoy it, and we'll see you next week on this program.
Thank you for including me again, Laurie. It's been a pleasure.